I want to greet you today with a question. What is the power of God? What is the power of God? In the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul writes the following about the gospel. It is the power of God. Hereon, God is, we are defining the gospel because the gospel is how God makes us holy. And we have four words that we're working with, the first of which is power. Last time I defined the word from the Greek language as dunamis. We get our English word dynamite from this Greek word dunamis. It means power. Dynamite sure is powerful. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is that the gospel is the power of God blowing up within the lives of those who receive it and believe it. How does God make us holy? It's like he takes a stick of his dynamite, his power, and drops it into our souls and then lights the fuse. Kaboom! Bang! The power of God explodes within us, and that forever changes us. The power of God so transforms us that we are unrecognizable to our past. People who knew us before we received and believed the gospel no longer recognize us because we live totally different lives. We are Christians now. We are holy people now, whereas before we were anything but holy. The Apostle Paul describes the effect of the power of God in us this way. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, he writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come." That is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. We are different. Here are just a few examples. Whereas before we were self-centered, now we are other-centered. Whereas before we held grudges and could never forgive anyone who wronged us, now we freely forgive those who offend us and we never hold any grudges. Whereas before we had no self-control, now we regularly say no to whatever harms us and does damage to our relationship with God and others. Whereas before we had no peace, we couldn't sleep, we were worried and lived with a great deal of anxiety and depression, now we are peaceful, hopeful, and joyful. And these are just some examples. The point is this: only God's power, planted within us by Him, given to us from Him, can radically transform our lives. We are new creatures because of what God has done in us. This is what the genuine gospel of God is all about. And so, as I also said yesterday, this is the first of four implications for when the power of God gets released in the gospel. First, because the gospel is the power of God, people who receive it and believe it will never be the same again. And the second implication for when God's power explodes within a person who receives and believes the gospel is this: you realize that you have not done this for yourself. You have not radically changed your own life. God has changed your life. God has done this within you. It's not by your own power that you are made holy. It is by God's power that you are made holy. In other words, it's not within your own power to change who you are. But as I said yesterday, this is precisely what millions of people get wrong. Let me tell you what people want to do. They, from within themselves, from their own power and by their own work and effort, want to change their own lives. And people will pursue 1,001 ways for self-improvement before they will come to the end of themselves and realize that the only way to be transformed, the only way to be radically changed, is by the power of God. And the gospel is the power of God, according to Romans 1, verse 16. Still, under this second implication, I want to talk with you today about what I call the false gospel. And by that I mean any gospel that teaches you have a power within you already, that by your own effort and work, you can radically transform and change your own life. In other words, you do not need God's power. You already have your own power. You just need to awaken it and unleash it. I'm calling this what it is, a false gospel. This is a lie. False gospels loom large in America and all around the world, and there are many false gospels. Sadly, I have to put this in the plural. The one I'm talking about today is just one of many. But But let me discipline myself to apply this only to the issue of power. The genuine, real gospel that the Apostle Paul is writing about here in Romans offers you the real power of God. Notice the power comes to you from God. The power is God's power that he places within you. But this false gospel teaches you, tries to sell you on something different. The proponents of this false gospel are subtle and slick. Watch what they do. What the teacher of the false gospel will do is to tell you that the power you need to change your life is already within you. They say you already have what you need inside of you. All you need to do is to unleash it, and your life will be changed for the better. And let me just take some time to show you how ingrained self-help, self-power is within our society. It's this bad. People that many Americans will identify as pastors or ministers, leaders of quote-unquote churches, do not believe that only the power of God can change people's lives. So men and women that you would think must know the true gospel in order to preach the true gospel actually do not understand the true gospel themselves. They preach a false gospel. They write a false gospel. They talk on the radio and on podcasts and during their TV shows on TBN and Daystar and other networks and all across the internet about a false gospel, but they are passing it off as the true gospel. Let me give you a prime example. Joel Osteen. According to his website, he's the pastor of the Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. The church says over 50,000 people attend weekly services there, and his teaching is broadcast into another 200 million homes in the United States every week via his television broadcast called Hope for Today, but usually listed on your TV guide as Joel Osteen. And of course, Joel and his messages are dominating other forms of media too, such as satellite radio, where he has his own channel. It's just Joel and his wife Gloria and their quote-unquote church all day and all night, every day and every night. Again, he has his own channel. So you can imagine the literally hundreds of millions to billions of dollars that goes into all of this. Now, Osteen is claiming to be a pastor. He says he's a spiritual leader. He stands up and preaches to a church full of people, and of course he claims to be a Christian. But if you will listen to him and watch him with a discerning mind, then you will quickly learn that he is not preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. He is not. What he is doing is telling his multiple millions of listeners that it is their own power within them that will radically change and improve their own lives. All I have to do to prove this to you is to list the titles of his books. Let me just give you a few of his most popular ones, and you will immediately see what I mean. Now, these are books he has written that literally hundreds of millions of people have purchased and read. They're bestsellers. Maybe you have read them. Your Best Life Now. Become a Better You. You Can. You Will. The Power of I Am. Can I just pause there? Do you already see what I mean? These are four separate books. I just read to you four separate titles. Notice the emphasis on you and your. And the last title literally has the word power in the title, but it is the power of I Am. It is not the power of God. Understand this. This is a book about how you have a power within yourself. You just need to unleash the power already residing within you, and then your life will be changed by, well, you. This has got nothing to do with the power of God that comes into your life from outside of yourself, from God, and then radically transforms you. No. Joel Osteen is saying you have the power to change your life. This is a false gospel. It is a bold-faced lie. But let me continue with another of his book titles. And here I will read the actual subtitle. I'm not making these up. Check Amazon. Listen closely. Think better, live better. A victorious life begins in your mind. What? No. If you are a person listening to me right now and your life is messy, you're in trouble, you are struggling, do you actually believe that for you to experience victory where you have had defeat, that all you need to do is to use your own mind to think better and live better? Come on. You know that doesn't work. Be honest with me and with yourself. What's going on in your mind is a big part of your problem. And now Joel Osteen wrote a whole book to tell you how to use your own mind to sort out your own mind? Is he serious? Honey, I want to warn you today, the people promoting this false gospel are themselves millionaires, and they have made that money off of innocent, undiscerning people who need real help, radical transformation, and who need to be saved from themselves by God. These are people who God loves. Men and women who have been sucked in by the false promises of this false gospel need to know you cannot ever do for yourself what only God can and will do for you. You need God, not Joel Osteen. You need the Bible, none of his books. What Joel Osteen and many others offer you will never, ever work, but the true gospel works. Because it is God's power. The gospel is the power of God. Do you understand that? If you actually desire real change in your life today, then believe in God. Those of us who believe the true gospel know that when God's power exploded within us, we realized that we had not done this for ourselves. God has changed our lives. God has done this within us. It is not by my power that I am made holy. It is by God's power that I am made holy. It truly is. Friends, join me for more on this power of God tomorrow, right here on God Is.